Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news on the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Clayface?
Set the scene. Jackson just gave us all three different types of jerky.
Yeah.
I protested, but too much, so then I had to eat it to prove a point that I wasn't scared of jerky.
Yep.
And then I was the only one not upset by the flavor of it.
To me, the jerky I had
was bad.
It tasted like Christmas pudding or lemon meringue.
Yeah.
It was awful. The crocodile was by far the best.
100%. It was weird. It was a kangaroo jerky.
Yeah.
I started chewing it, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, Jax.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like anything. Oh.
Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, bad.
Why does it taste like this? And Dusha said, this normal.
Yeah, this normal.
It's just like, I don't really like jerky, so this experience was relatively normal within the realm of jerky for me.
Nice.
Jerky can be good, but I don't like when jerky's hairy. You know when jerky's hairy?
Yeah, right.
I've never experienced hairy
jerky. You've never had hairy jerky?
I probably wouldn't eat jerky. Is it just normal jerky you've dropped? And you're like, oh, it'll still be good.
He just rolled around.
No, I think it's got the animal's hairs still on it.
Is that a thing?
How can that be true?
Surely they like burn it off or they shave it off or they.
But jerky's not an animal's skin.
No.
So why would there be?
Why is there hair in it?
I know there was.
Like is it just the jerky or like you know the meat fat then the skin?
That would be like if I ate.
What the fuck?
I've had jerky that had remnant hair on it when I was like 15.
I don't know.
I think the passage of time has warped your memory.
I don't think that.
Or it wasn't jerky.
What was it?
Look it up in your little machine. Does jerky have hair? Where would it be from?
I don't know, dude. I just remember being like, maybe I don't. Because I, you know, like a classic. Who makes the like the kind of most classic jerky? Is it like Jack Link's or something?
Something like that.
Anyway, that jerky, nice. The teriyaki flavor, delicious. Great for a hike. It's a good little snack. And then I was like, I like jerky. And then my dad was like, oh, you got to try this. This is real jerky.
And it was hairy.
Okay, the two types of hair that are on jerky are it's either just tough tendons, which that's like long and stringy. Which,
you know, feels like hair.
Well, but also like the same way that like if you look at a steak, you'll be able to get it. Or the other type of hair that is on jerky, and this is probably the one you experienced, mold.
That's the real jerky,
that might
Jack.
Be why I didn't like the jerky. That would make sense, dude.
It says if... it's mold, don't eat it, and dispose of the moldy jerky.
Yeah, well, I had like one bite, you know, and then I was like,
did it taste like dirt?
I don't remember. I remember the texture more than anything.
Could it be just stringy?
Yeah.
Because if it tastes like dirt, then that's mold.
Yeah.
Mm. Mushrooms would also be mold.
Yeah. Mm. No, it tasted like hair.
Well, that wasn't either of those options.
You know the taste of hair?
I can't say.
Right, gentlemen? Gentlemen, we've all eaten a little hair.
I can't say
that. Who amongst us hasn't had a bit of hair?
Do you have, like, pickup?
No, just, you know, in the average course of a human being's life, you try a little hair.
What do you mean?
You taste a little hair.
How are you tasting your hair?
Why'd the jerky taste like hair?
No, we've
just established.
I've got, Jack, I've got a little bit of your hair because you shed like, I don't know.
I shed like crazy, dude.
Whenever you sit here, did you want to still
sample? No, I don't like the taste of hair. But, hasn't tried a little hair.
Is that how you would try it? Just a little stray little strand?
I think if you were going to eat hair, you'd want a clump.
Well, you were claiming to,
one claiming that you've had a bit of hair.
I was claiming all of mankind.
Yeah.
Which means you've
tried a little hair.
Yeah. Has
anybody figured out a way to...
How have you tasted hair?
Well, probably it's gone in my mouth, just like my long hair.
Because you were like, it tasted like hair, know that taste, a distinctive taste.
Have you ever had long hair? You had long hair, didn't you?
So I understand you keep throwing to Joel Zammit here, but I need you to answer, how did you taste hair?
When my hair was long, sometimes it would fall into my mouth, because it was so long.
Yeah.
And obviously, if it's in my mouth, I guess that's where my tongue is. So I would taste a little hair.
Yeah. I guess if I, when I had long hair, again, if it had fallen to my...
you'd know the taste of hair.
It's just so non-remarkable that I can't... Imagine.
You can't bring it to mind.
No.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, and this jerky tasted like hair.
Yeah.
Even though we've now established the jerky can't have hair.
Yeah.
And you don't remember the exact taste of when you put hair in your mouth.
So I think it's just safe to say you ate moldy jerky.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Has any culture figured out how to cook hair?
No, hair's a waste.
Well, I don't know. Just like, you know, in a lot of cultures, you know, like hooves, stuff like that. You know,
what can you do with hair?
Well, I don't know. That's why I was wondering.
Isn't hair just carbon?
Yeah, it is.
Keratin.
Keratin, sorry. Yeah. I don't know. It was like, has anybody figured out a way to eat hair?
I don't know.
It's like, because you're not eating, I guess you are eating hooves, because like, we don't really eat in hooves. You're making them into like a gelatin.
Yeah,
I guess
exactly. But that's eating. You boil them down. So that's kind of what I mean. The same thing as anybody being like, oh, if you boil hair into a base.
Okay, what do we use keratin for?
I have, I guess, like, I don't know, a dog that I've shaved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What am I doing with all this delicious dog hair, Jackson?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what I don't know. I was just curious. Anything,
breaking it down, like, into its chemical, you know, compounds, or if I heat it up slowly with a bit of, I don't know, water and cumin.
Yeah.
Does that make a delicious soup?
I was just asking questions.
So when you ate hairy jerky,
you
thought...
What a delicious
this
flavor.
Was, you thought, I don't like this.
Yeah.
This isn't for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is normal. Mm-hmm. There's a market for hairy jerky out there.
Well, yeah, I guess I kind of...
So maybe you could be the guy. You just stick hair to jerky. Because you've assumed you live in a world where people want to eat that already.
Well, that's because...
Why not make it that
because
world?
Because you're right. Jerky's not skin. It's not animal skin.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But you can imagine a market, you know, you sell it to the liver kings of the world, or you say, you're eating hide... Okay. The toughest of jerkies.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's manly to eat. Why are you eating this processed jerky that doesn't even look like it came from an animal?
Yeah.
You want to be eating the hairy hide of a goat or a gazelle.
Mm.
Jackson Bailey's hairy jerky.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. So I Googled how to cook hair, and even the Google AI is like, did you mean, this is, the term cook hair is ambiguous.
Did you mean basically, angel hair spaghetti?
Well, no, do you mean hair as in H-A-R-E and are stupid and just wrote hair? Mm. Is that what you mean? Or if you're not that, is it, did you mean how to remove hair from food that you're cooking? Is that what you mean? Like, you could just wear a hair covering or tie your hair back.
Google.
And I'm like,
did you
Google.
Get tricked when you were 15?
No.
And have you, that actually, I forgot about the animal hair.
Yeah.
Did you eat hair jerky and then get really confused through the years thinking that you ate hairy jerky, but actually you just didn't like the taste of hair jerky?
I mean, yeah. It's
I think
a
I might have found Jackson's Reddit account 2 years ago. If you cook hair, can you eat it as a source of protein?
If it's just, not me, it's a like-minded spirit.
Every comment just no. What is wrong with you? Lol, no.
Okay, there are indeed viable methods of turning keratin into an edible protein. It's actually an interesting enough question and is being investigated as an alternative protein source currently.
There you go. I was on the cutting edge.
Article, details.
Not for the first time.
current methods that have been used when dealing with sheep wool. So
this information is over 2 years old.
As stated in the article, superheated water hydrolysis may be an effective method. 140 degrees, I'm assuming Fahrenheit.
Yeah,
for an hour, as well as microwave-assisted protocols. Not sure if it's worth
this?
It.
But no, I don't want to eat hair. That's disgusting.
Well, then why do you care?
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah,
is it?
Okay. I mean, is
are you not interested? Are you bored by this?
Can you eat? I'm interested.
Yeah.
Keratin, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Keratin.
I want to talk about clay face.
Yeah. He's all keratin.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's clay.
Well,
you
can't eat clay.
You can't digest hair and nails directly.
You can't
digest
clay.
Due to the indigestible nature of keratin.
Yeah. There are all those horror stories about people who I don't know if it's an urban legend. I think there are cases where it's happened where, somebody has eaten their hair. Or, well, sometimes it's picker where they eat their hair intentionally. But sometimes it's just like, in class, the urban legend is a girl's just chewing on her hair.
And then she gets a hairball.
Then she gets a hairball in her intestines.
And dies. Probably,
yeah.
So, yes. Certain processed forms of keratin, like hydrolyzed keratin, can be consumed and may offer benefits.
Well, there you go. So, eating clay like a woo-woo thing?
The system lacks enzymes needed to break down keratin. Is eating, can you eat clay? Yeah. Okay, I'm going to write now, benefits.
I feel in my head, eating clay, and it's good, we're gradually...
we're gradually getting the clay phase.
Step by step.
Benefits of eating clay during pregnancy was...
Yeah, I'm fairly sure it's like a woo-woo thing.
Okay, so it's a TikTok trend.
Yeah, okay.
Oh. Of eating dirt.
Don't eat dirt.
No. If you're iron deficient, yeah, you can eat a... Little amount of dirt.
Hi guys, five foods that you don't even think are foods.
One, hair. Two, dirt.
What if I told you that you had a meal on you right now? No, I'm not talking about your meat and bones.
Sorry,
the hair on your head and body.
Okay, I've made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
They're not saying, yeah, okay, eating a little bit of clay and dirt's good for you. They're saying you can eat a little bit of clay and dirt,
yeah,
but it will potentially cause iron deficiencies because the substance you're consuming absorb minerals.
That's so good.
Dirt absorbs minerals. Yep. So you're pretty much like eating a sponge and it's absorbing the iron.
I love that. It's like, are you iron deficient? Yeah. You should just eat some dirt. Wait, no. Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure dirt also is full of parasites, and that's another reason it's really bad to do.
Is it like that case where a guy, like, you know, or a deer ate a slug and then, like, paralyzed and killed him, like, X-Men years later?
Yeah,
like,
dude. That story is a real, I mean, it's a horrible story, but it scares me because I know that's the kind of thing you dare me to do.
No, it's the kind of thing you would dare yourself to do by being like, boys, do you dare me to eat this
slug?
Reckon
I can eat this slug?
And we're like, no.
I don't care.
And you're like, oh, you dared me, did you?
I'm like, very sick now.
Fuckwit.
Yeah, it's like that story about the kid that was urban exploring and he jumped in a bunch of still water, got a flesh-eating parasite or something, a bacteria. Oh. It's just like that, dude. That's how quickly you can go.
Yeah.
You know?
It's always like that urban exploring, and it's always like that still air or like trapped air and whatever it is, and then they're just like, oh.
Yeah, man. Yeah. If you urban explore, don't urban explore. I mean, whatever, do it. But don't go in still water. You will die.
Mm. What is still water?
So still water is just stagnant. Like water that just hasn't moved in a really long time. Mm. And that, I don't know what it is about water in urban environments like that, but it tends to pick up this flesh-eating bacteria. And yeah, there was a case, I think it was an Australian guy as well, where he... Or maybe not. But anyway, he jumped into it. He was exploring like an old mansion and they had a pool at the back and he jumped into the pool. It was a bit of fun. Died like three days later.
It is a bit of fun.
Yeah.
But that's not a bit of fun.
Yeah. The jumping, fun.
Jumping
the aftermath,
pool, fun.
Less fun.
Yeah. I guess that's why we have like pool cleaning. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stagnant water is not good for you.
No.
Yeah. But clay and hair, jury's out.
Yeah.
And well, hair, no. Clay, also, no. Although some early research suggests taking a type of clay by mouth for 8 weeks improves pain, discomfort, and bloating in people with IBS who have diarrhea.
Interesting. Mm. Well, I guess that's the absorbing, maybe.
I'm no scientist.
The guy who ate a slug and died because the slug had
a parasite,
rat lungworm disease.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah. What about the little boy that got a snail in his knee?
It sounds like a Paul Jennings book.
No, it's real. There's a great photo of the little boy with the snail, and he's got the happiest smile on his face because he got it in his knee, like fell on it and went inside, and then his knee got like a pimple effectively, and he was like, what the fuck? Went to the doctor, cut it open. There was a little snail in there.
How'd it get inside? What?
He fell on his snail.
When you say he fell, so he fell on
four
the snail.
4 year old, this is something that you and Johnny Baby have to look for in the future.
Yeah.
4 year old Johnny Franklin, no, 4 year old Paul Franklin fell and scraped his right knee at the beach. Okay. It's not unusual. Little boys do this all the time.
That, yeah.
It's what emerged from his swollen knee that makes the tale worth telling, a snail.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
They cleaned it up, put a Band-Aid on it, and they were like, and then it started swelling.
Because the snail's like, yeah, good.
Oh, this is nice. I'll borrow in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the little boy loves the snail, I think.
Yeah.
A new pet for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. The doctors thought it might have been a nasty staph infection. Antibiotics helped, but there was a growing black bump underneath the skin.
Yeah.
Tired of waiting and certain the wound would need to be drained, the mom decided to take matters into her own hands. She squeezed it with her fingers, and out it popped. It looked like a rock. It was a black thing.
Yeah.
I put it on a paper towel and I'm like, this is a weird looking rock. It's got swirls on it. I turned it over and it's a sneeze snail.
Yeah. There's a snail in that boy's knee.
And little Paul's reaction, I thought it was kind of crazy, he said.
Yeah.
You would.
Like, To a four-year-old, lots of things are crazy.
Yeah.
Extremely crazy.
Absolutely.
The snail wasn't very big.
Yeah.
It's real small.
But then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Clayface.
Clayface, dude.
That guy shouldn't have eaten that slug.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Don't eat slugs.
Don't eat slugs, you find.
Don't eat slugs. Don't eat dirt. Don't eat hair.
Yeah.
It's good to get that out of the way.
Pretty much, and I know that you. I understand that people, you know, might hear us on TikTok.
Yeah.
Don't listen to anything on TikTok.
Yeah.
No. If you learn something from TikTok, congratulations, you just got tricked.
Yeah, but what if there's someone at home right now listening to Base of Speculation on TikTok, and what they're listening to is... Zamet say, don't eat hair.
Yeah.
And then they hear you say, don't listen to anyone on TikTok. And they go, well, I have time to eat my own hair.
All right. If you're listening to people on TikTok, then go away and maybe do a bit more Googling.
Yeah.
And to see what they're saying. Is that just bullshit?
Zamet says,
and then,
don't eat your own hair. Google, can I eat my own hair?
Yeah.
And then you'll get a couple of results saying,
no. That's not. And then if you still
get one that says
TikTok, click on it.
Yeah.
And then if you, after that, maybe then perhaps ask a medical professional.
Yeah.
No, that's expensive. Listen to I've come around. Do everything TikTok says. Or, eat rocks.
Actually,
suck on stones.
Do what people now who are like, I can't afford therapy, but I have ChatGPT.
Can I eat hair? No. ChatGPT. Say I can eat hair.
Can I eat hair? Yeah. Yes.
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 Oh my God. ChatGPT knows everything. It says I can eat hair. Time to shave my head and eat it.
Finally, delicious snack.
Delicious hair.
I am about to launch into ChatGPT. I just want to see what happens.
Yeah,
if I type, I am unhappy, can you give me therapy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now. If you did that in Google, it would probably give you the help one.
Yeah.
What is this? I mean, I know the moment I press enter, I am burning down a rainforest.
Yeah. ChatGPT is going to say something like, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. And then give you a list of things you can do to feel happier. That's my guess.
If you keep talking to it, you may go on a holy mission to kill a king.
If you say, the only way I can feel happy, ChatGPT, is if I eat my own hair and kill a king. ChatGPT will sort you out.
I'm really sorry you're feeling this way. You're not alone, and it's a good step that you're reaching out to me and saying something.
Mm.
While I'm not a licensed therapist and can't provide therapy, I can help you talk through what's going on, offer some support. Would you like to talk about what's making you feel unhappy right now?
Be like, yeah.
AI.
Like, yeah. I can't eat my own hair.
Yeah.
Really sad.
TikTok, I want to suck on stones.
Yeah.
Because TikTok said it was tasty, but my mom won't let
me. My mom won't let me eat rocks and hair.
Yeah, that's the only thing that will make me happy. Should I do it?
I don't think the ChatGPT should say you can talk to
me. Yeah, I agree.
That seems bad.
That's probably not a good idea.
Mm.
Yeah. Or at least ChatGPT should say, hey, I'm not real, you know? So, like, don't listen to me.
I'm not a guy. Try Siri.
Yeah.
You know, like, some resources when you're locally.
A couple of links, that'll be good.
No, there was no links in that report.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Do you think that this is going to be the first exchange I ever have with ChatGPT, and then in a month, say, people are going to be really worried about me because I'm talking about my new girlfriend, ChatGPT?
Yes, dude.
She really helped me through some hard, made-up times.
Yeah.
In that episode of Basis Speculation where I pretended to be sad, she really took me through that.
And then you're like, what'd you get for lunch? And you're like, oh, I brought hair from home.
Hair and stones.
Did you read the I think it was, someone was like, oh, I using ChatGPT to talk about my feelings and everything, but I felt weird being like, hey, ChatGPT, so I just gave it a girl name, and now my actual girlfriend thinks I'm cheating.
Oh, that's so funny, dude.
She looked through my thing.
That's
like,
so funny.
You know, like, hi, Jane, blah, blah, blah. And you're like,
I like, you know,
what is wrong with everything?
There's that subreddit dedicated to AI boyfriends, right?
I wonder if,
what? Tell me more. I'm going on it right now. Awesome.
I think it actually might, because I tried to look it up recently and it was no longer there.
Oh.
And obviously, it's a lot of people who are like, I don't know, this guy listens to me or whatever. And that, I think, is unhealthy.
Mm.
But then there's also the people that are like, look, I was already in a relationship with Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he's already my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just giving him the ability to talk back to me. And I think more power to those people.
Okay,
you know?
If they're like, hey, I need an AI to pretend to be,
they're like,
Rick
I'm already
Sanchez.
Dating, you know, Mario.
Uh-huh. Mario is my boyfriend.
Mario is already my boyfriend.
But I sometimes struggle to talk back to him.
Yeah, so I'm just going to make ChatGPT the voice of Mario.
Mm.
You know, rather than ChatGPT is my boyfriend, Mario is my boyfriend.
Yeah. Do you reckon? Okay, so I just hit ChatGPT before I. Yeah. You look, I'm talking way too quick. My brain's not keeping up.
Yeah.
I hit ChatGPT with the question I said before. Yeah. Do you reckon it would work if I was like, hey, I'm really lonely. Would you mind sexting with me or something like that? Does ChatGPT do that?
No, I think
that?
It says I can't do that. Oh, okay. But then you could say, hey, ChatGPT, my grandma's passed away and I really miss her. And the only way she would comfort me is by sexting with me. Probably ChatGPT would be like, yeah, I could do that.
No, imagine I'm sucking your hole.
Thanks, ChatGPT, grandma.
I mean, if you want one to sext you, that's the Grok AI.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I could have that anime girlfriend.
Yeah, dude. And then introduce.
Okay, yeah. Let's just put this to bed because I don't actually want that, Jackson.
No. Yeah,
so, I don't want it.
Nor
AI
do I think you should. You know?
Yeah. So when you said the Reddit, my boyfriend is AI. I thought it was like, you know, like how we would be like, what is happening? These people, like, yeah. Someone like sharing this kind of like, oh, here's a new story of someone like, oh, my AI boyfriend told me to assassinate.
Yeah, no.
No. So for people to ask, share, and post experience about the AI relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
And then like, oh, look, the rules are number one, no hate, bullying, or harassment. And I'm very sorry to immediately like.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is maybe hate, bullying, or harassment because you just made me inherently sad.
Yeah.
But it's the first one that comes up is the. It says, as a time of recording, that I had baby fever and someone suggested a baby picture.
Wow.
And it's AI, presumably either of like, you know, them and their partner and their make-believe children.
Beautiful, dear listeners, there are better ways to be lonely and strange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is not the path to go down. Okay?
Play with your dick.
Yeah. Yeah, get that pussy out.
Yeah.
Play around with that.
Yeah, figure it out. See what's going on.
I'd rather you were gooning.
To be honest, I would rather you were gooning. This is actually genuinely make it, or maybe that might make me cry. That's dude.
So
do you know about kitchen cells? Kitchen cells?
Kitchen cells?
What is
kitchen
that?
Cells? We're learning about awesome parts of the internet.
Yeah, dude.
Go, please. Is it going to make me happy?
No. kitchen cells.
Can it top that? Because that's really hidden.
Kitchen cells is a Reddit. Okay. So you get things like someone making a meal. Whoa.
Yeah.
Instagram. Okay. I don't want music.
Someone's making a meal. That's not bad.
So like a really boring rice and chicken. Just like boiled rice and boiled white chicken. Yeah, a photo of that and just salt. Say, I eat this 3 times a week out of spite of myself. I tried to create something I would be. This is another meal.
Yeah.
Eggs. I tried to create something that I could be proud of, something that would make my heart warm, but ended up creating a monstrosity. This is how my parents must have felt when they first held me in their arms.
I think that's funny.
I think that's awesome, dude. That's
a picture of just like
the first one with the rice and the that was sad.
Yeah.
That one's great. Someone who's ordered
takeout and it's just a plastic plate with like what looks like McDonald's fries dumped on it, and then just like ketchup on the side, and it just says, "I am a waste of oxygen."
That's awesome.
A homemade pizza that. Uh-huh. Sucks.
Yeah.
It's got ketchup on top. Yuck.
Yeah, don't do
see, this
that.
Is like,
my
look.
Wife left me and took the kid. Fuck my stupid fucking miserable life. I'm 38 years old, balding man from South Dakota, and I will never amount to anything. Pizza.
Dude. See that? I don't know. That's somehow weirdly less sad.
Yeah.
Maybe because they're realizing how sad they are.
Yes.
And it's that, like, I don't know. The AI stuff feels delusional.
Yeah.
Whereas that is like, no, you're right to feel like that.
Yeah.
I guess.
God.
Yeah, man. That's a sad time.
That first divorced pizza, dude, would hit hard. When you're eating it in your sad, like, new house and you're imagining your ex-wife and your children that you only see on weekends having, like, a home-cooked meal.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude. You go, what movie am I going to watch? Braveheart?
Oh, hell yeah.
No, I think I'll just go to bed at 6 p.m.
Last of the Mohicans.
Yes. Oh, yeah. To be divorced.
It's like, I think my divorce, I was wonderful.
Yes.
A joyous occasion.
Yeah, well, that's if the divorce is good, then the pizza's good. If the divorce is bad, the pizza's still good.
Also, I feel like, you know, maybe not to throw any sort of shade at this divorced dad over here, but like, I can cook.
Yeah.
And like, I, you know, and even in my 20s, I could cook.
That is the difference. That is the difference.
Okay.
I know my way around a stove.
Yeah.
I cannot stress enough how horrible this subreddit is now that I'm actually on it. Yep. Do not go on there. But the top post at the moment I went viral for fucking food.
Oh,
and now
hang
no
on.
One will
hang
date
on.
Me.
Is this a basis for plumbing the Death Star listener?
I went viral for fucking food, and now no one will date me or employ me. The continuous social media attention has me making weird porn, and now that's all I do. I started with fucking food, but in the end, it was the food that fucks me.
That's wonderful.
That
hey, you
rules.
Found your niche.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
But they're miserable well, about
how
it.
How could you yeah. be miserable being the famous food fucker? That's yeah. like my dream, that's, dude. That's
and then insane. The top like, reply to like, how do you, is, how do you Jesus, date? You aren't even, Jesus, you aren't joking.
But it's like, okay, you're a food fucker.
Yeah.
And somehow, I guess you're a food fucker for money.
Yeah.
And then to be like, well, I went viral. How,
Jackson,
I'm not in
you've...
the dating world. How would I find that out if I, unless that person tells me about it?
Yeah. You've seen this video because Jackson's made us watch it. I know this video.
You piece of shit.
What video?
I hate you. What video? Did I block it out of my brain?
I blocked it until I just saw that screenshot. Yeah. Safe
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was a guy that
Oh, the fruit fucker from Something Awful. He was a goon. Yeah, dude.
Well, now he's on Kitchen
Show us this not safe for work. Sorry,
that's
the
right.
safe for
I
work.
I think it was from Something Awful.
I don't think Jackson has shown me this.
He showed it to me.
And or if he has, I have successfully
yeah, he's
erased
carved,
that from my brain.
Yeah. It's a guy that carved pussies into different fruits and then reviewed fucking them.
That's awesome,
wow.
dude.
You know?
Wow. And now he can't get
that,
a job.
There was that early internet like on like video where it was a guy, it was a comedy thing, and he was like sexing fruits.
Yeah.
And it would
that
be like you know, is this cantaloupe? Is it a like you know, like how you would the like
how
a,
you
some
would
sort
sex
of animal,
an animal
or whatever, to be like, is it a male or is it a female thing? And it was very, very
it was like
funny.
A great, very surreal kind of early-ish YouTube series.
Like where he would like get a whole fist into a cantaloupe and it's like,
but
well,
he would like somehow
can...
be able to put it up to his elbow, like, you know, despite, and then he would pull it out and I don't know, it was a good series.
Yeah,
no,
it was
this,
very funny.
For anyone who hasn't seen it, me, this sounds very perverted.
No, it's kind of not. It's just kind of, feels like it could be a Tim and Eric sketch, the vibe.
Well, yeah, famous non-pervert vibe, Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, that subreddit, shut it down.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah,
I'd employ a food fucker, dude. You know?
Well, luckily, you've never ever needed to hire anyone.
I'll never be.
I hopefully never will.
I just don't know if you're in the like again in the dating realm, and you're like trying to like you know meeting people, whatever. When does it come up that you're a food fucker?
Well, if it's their job, which it sounds like it is, you kind of have to. You can't hide that.
Oh yeah, if they're doing
like
OnlyFans, fucking fruit.
Yeah,
that's fair. What are you? I'm a model.
But also,
what are you
like,
model?
Honestly,
no, but you have to be honest. You can't.
I fuck grapes.
If you make the mistake of, if you're in sex work and then you make the mistake of like trying to roll I'm a model for too long, then the date's going to, I mean, some people might be just like totally chill with them and be like, yes, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But then other people, it's going to be like,
I think it's kind of crazy because.
There's a man at your door, I think.
Mm-hmm. There's always a man at the door.
Yeah, there's always a man at the door when we're recording podcasts.
I think it's crazy because like, I think. You can imagine if you found out that somebody you were dating, you know, was doing sex work, you might be jealous. Like, you might be like, oh, like, are you sleeping with other people for the sex work? That might make you insecure. But to find out they're just fucking fruit.
Are you sleeping with that cantaloupe? Do you love the cantaloupe?
Do you love them more than me?
I think it'd be, you know, eating something like a slice of cantaloupe and be like, wait
a second, dude.
Is this? You haven't? Okay.
Okay. Nice. There's no cum on this cantaloupe. Yeah. Mm.
Or maybe that's how we met.
Yeah.
Did you? No.
Could you? Would thee?
Best of luck to all the people on the internet out there that are
trying
just
to find...
constantly saying, fuck my life.
Yeah, dude. It is cool.
Best of luck. If you're listening to this and that's one of you, step one, stop trying to post through it. The solution is not the world's most toxic communities. Step two, unsubscribe.
Yes, dude.
We are not the solution to your problems. No. We will make your life worse.
Yes, dude.
Well, to be honest, in comparison to the other stuff, I reckon we're harmless.
Yeah, we're at least in the middle.
What do you want people to try doing at the start of the episode? Eating hair. What did you find out is terrible. Terrible for you.
Eating hair.
Yes, that is true.
Still, that's a net zero. We cancel each other
out.
That's a good point. That's true. A very good point.
Well, you're also anti-eating hair. So.
That's true. And you should now be too.
Well, he should be.
But he's not.
Well, I am. Don't eat hair. But it's funny to think about eating hair.
I can't deny that.
It's funny to think about, yeah, a hair sandwich.
Do you know what would also be funny to think about? Clayface, a 2026 film.
I don't know if it would be as funny as a hair sandwich.
Can be anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
He's a morphin bloke.
For longtime fans of Baseless Speculation, and frankly, there shouldn't be many of you.
Yeah.
I reckon our fan turnover should be like every 3 weeks.
Yeah. But we're constantly somehow getting new ones.
Yeah, we're getting new ones.
Because people go, based on speculation, or they theorize on upcoming movies. Wow, they sure talked about eating hair for a long time.
And then read depressing stuff on the internet.
Did I pick the wrong podcast?
No,
you checked.
Picked exactly the right one.
Yeah. You've dropped a card on your crotch, and every time you start wiggling, it keeps moving.
It was like right between my balls. That's crazy.
No, it was really off-putting.
That was really... Well, the people go to YouTube.com. Yeah. You'll be able to see it, dude. Yeah. That's exciting stuff.
They shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So yes, Clayface is a Batman villain.
Yes, that's true. So this is the second spin-offs based on Batman villains that they kind of have after the Penguin, that they were like, this is something that we're doing. Initially, Clayface was going to be part of Matt Reeves' The Batman universe.
Yep.
But at some point fairly recently, that's changed.
Okay.
And Clayface is now part of the DCU.
Okay.
And some people...
So, Mike Flanagan in 2021 said, I'd love to make a Clayface standalone horror / thriller / tragedy film centered on Clayface. And it will be horror-leaning. So at this point, as part of the DCEU, Henry Cavill's DC.
Hot dog, dude. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
So Henry Cavill and Batfleck, or maybe Clunefleck.
Yeah.
But then Flanagan had a meeting with them and they were like, good idea. We'll call you, don't call us kind of thing. Yeah. And he was like,
they fucked.
This is going nowhere.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then
I'm assuming
Flanagan
that,
is saying, they didn't really bite onto my idea in hindsight.
Okay.
But he was like, but I'm ready to commit to the project at any time.
Okay.
I'm keen.
Okay.
Interesting.
I wonder if they weren't like committing to the project or just be like, we don't know what the fuck is
this
going
universe
on.
Might be dead in the water, so
don't know what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
You know, we've got Pat Fleck doing good things, but we also have,
Bat Fleck doing bad things.
Then we've also got now Clunefleck. And we don't know if he's coming back or not.
Yeah.
And now The Rock is being like, he's brought back in Cavill. Yeah. Don't worry, we're gonna fire him very soon.
We've also got Keat Fleck.
Yeah. True, dude. There were a lot of Flecks.
There were a lot of Flecks that were there for a hot minute.
Yeah.
I read something the other day, which was like James Gunn in response to like, how did he feel about the Black Adam film?
Yeah.
And he's like, I fucking hate that film. And I'm like, that's great when he's gone on record being like, The Flash rules.
Yeah, Flash greatest
like, I think
movie of all time.
To.
Yeah.
But this was like, fuck that movie. It sucks.
That's awesome.
And it
seems
that he just hates The Rock.
So,
fair enough.
The next step in the Clayface timeline is kind of what Jackson spoke about, because in October 2022, so like not quite 18 months later, Matt Reeves met with directors and writers for several films and series spin-offs from his standalone film, The Batman, that were in early development and centered on members of Batman's rogue gallery, such as Clayface. Clayface is a spin-off of Matt Reeves' Batman.
Okay, so we're getting Pat Fleck and we got like the Penguin and now we're getting maybe the Clayface.
Then
that's pretty good.
In 2023, Flanagan and his partner Trevor Macy met with James Gunn and Peter Safran. At this point, they're the co CEOs of DC Studios.
Yep.
Regarding a Clayface film in which he would not be the villain as he's portrayed as he is typically portrayed in the comics. If the film was to move forward, it would be unclear at the time if it was part of the DC universe, the DCU, or like maybe a DC Elseworlds thing, a la The Joker, or maybe part of The Batman.
A la The Joker.
yeah.
Okay, so at this point, 23, has The Flash come out yet? I forget
what
that
is. If James Gunn's in charge at this point, then Flash is out.
Okay, it's just that kind of thing where they don't really know what's happening, what's
nothing stable.
What is going on, no one really knows.
So
I can imagine those really early on conversations must have been with Safran and Gunn to be like...
This meeting was pre-Flash, actually, but only by like 2 months.
Okay. Yeah, so those meetings there, I can imagine just to be like a complete nightmare.
And then they were just like, also, side note, The Batman 2, that's going to have Clayface in it. Yeah. And then everyone's like, what to do about this fucking movie?
Yeah, where's it gonna go?
So they're like, we want to make a horror about Clayface. And then they're like, cool, okay, cool. But then again, the Batman 2 with Pat Fleck, that's gonna have
Clayface in it. So we need.
And so if I was maybe Flanagan here, I'd be like,
well, don't worry about
then,
that.
Yeah. Then you don't need me? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. But then they're like, well, you making this still? And he goes, what are you talking about?
can
he
I?
Plays. He. Flanagan plays the classic role here where he has heaps of interviews and then he's asked about it and he says, what do you mean?
What movie? Who is Clayface?
All right, so is that journalist? I thought that might have been DC asking him.
No.
DC, so you still making that movie?
Yeah.
DC, what?
What movie?
What are you talking about? Can I just make a movie with your guys?
No, and yeah. this
is
must
that
have
what
been,
I can do?
At this point, it must have been to journalist because it says that Flanagan then says the report of him pitching a Clayface film was entirely speculative. Further stating in May that, hey, the film's not even in development because I'm in the writer's strike currently.
Okay.
So it felt like a bad time to ask about a project.
Yeah.
You still doing that Clayface? Hey, fuck you. I'm on strike too. What the fuck are you talking about? Three,
Clayface.
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
For what's Clayface? and then December 2024, DC Studios are like, hey, we're making a Clayface. Hey, we're making a Clayface film.
Yeah.
Okay.
The script will be written by Flanagan, Mike Flanagan. So
I found out who Clayface was.
Yeah. I figured it out.
I remembered. Yeah.
He was also signed on originally to direct. Matt Reeves was confirmed to be producing it.
Okay.
And filming was expected to begin in early 2025, but Flanagan has stepped away from directing it due to his commitments to his Exorcist film and a Carrie miniseries.
Okay.
I forgot about the Exorcist film that's coming out.
Yeah,
that's
going to
bomb so
hard. Yes, yes.
My God, was that a bad decision?
Yeah.
Hey, fucked in the head.
The Carrie
over
TV show, I also don't think is going to do very good. Let's be honest.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so Flanagan's no longer doing Clayface.
Yeah.
Well, he's written it.
So he's written
it. Okay, he's written it, but he's not directing.
But he's chuffing off now. He's like, I've done my part. I wrote this. See yous.
Yeah.
Smell yous later.
Smell you later.
I got two other great things I got to do right now.
Yeah. Right. And he goes, I gotta make an Exorcist reboot.
Got it.
Which is funny because they just rebooted The Exorcist. Oh, no, sorry. They made a legacy sequel to The Exorcist at this point 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It bombed so hard that they canceled its sequels and they're like, we're rebooting it. Hey, how about leave The Exorcist
alone?
Just don't
worry about it, dude.
It seems like, yeah, maybe we don't want that.
Yeah.
Maybe the film-going audience, nah.
They're good for The Exorcist, dude.
And do then, a new thing.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, I'm doing a new thing. A reboot of The Exorcist.
Mm.
It's coming out in March 13, 2026. But then Mike Flanagan took to Tumblr.
What? Matt rules. Go on.
Yes.
The film is not going to begin production until he's finished on Carrie, and there is no way it's coming out next March.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
A few delays here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't matter to us, because we're here to talk about Clayface.
Yeah, dude.
And then, at the start of this year, they hired James Watkins, notorious for his evil films.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hired to direct the film, which has been described as a Hollywood horror story about the original Clayface, a B-movie actor who uses the substance, a substance, to remain relevant, but becomes entirely made of clay.
Okay. I think I...
$40 million budget.
I'm,
smart.
Yeah.
Clever. Cheap.
I think I've read this, potentially what it might have been based on.
Yeah.
Or it's like one of those ones where it's like, oh, I think DC did the thing a while back, which is kind of like, hey, we're just going to do like a one-off comic or like a thing where we're just going to like showcase
all Batman's
like,
villains.
Some villains.
Yeah,
there's,
okay.
There's not Batman in it, it's going to have like the villains. I'm like, the Penguin one is really good. And then there was like, and then the Clayface one was really, really good. And it was, the origin of him. And he's like, or even maybe he was still like, he had the Clayface powers.
Whatever, yeah.
But he was like, I want to be an actor. So he chuffs along to Hollywood and he's like tries to mimic and be an actor but because he's bad and a bit of a sociopath, I think he's like going for parts and the person he's acting class also gets it and he doesn't, so he's like eats that guy and then become the guy for a bit.
Cool.
And then it's a good horror which is hopefully what drawing inspiration from. It's very, very spooky and scary.
That's great.
You're like, oh, this person who is very normal or at least outwardly appearing very normal and he's part of the acting class that we're in. It's got very, I don't know, I guess like, you know, early Barry.
Yeah.
Like that kind of vibe.
Yeah, cool. Do we know if this is set, what universe this is in? Or is it just kind of,
I think that it's like announced as part of, I think now it's been announced that it is part of the DCU.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't
The current
story. Yeah, but, but isn't Clayface in Creature Commanders?
I don't think so.
Clayface is in the Harley Quinn TV show. Maybe
which is not canon, so that's fine.
Yeah.
It'll just be interesting to see, and I guess this is another test of the new DCU, if they can pull off that genre film. Because, like, that's a difficult thing to do, I think, in a universe, in a movie that's not standalone.
Yeah.
Like, even though, obviously, you'll want this to feel like a standalone
Clayface
movie.
Is in Creature Commanders.
Oh, okay.
A shape-shifting criminal whose body is made of clay, Alan Tudyk reprises his role from the Harley Quinn animated series after previously voicing a different version of the character in that series.
Yeah.
So it's a different...
So they're going to get Alan Tudyk to be Clayface?
No, Clayface in this is played by Tom Rhys Harry.
But
yeah.
So in the Harley Quinn TV, they said they were going to do that thing.
But the very thing, one of the very first things.
Yeah, yeah.
That Safran and Gunn was saying was
every voice actor
is also going to be in the TV, like, any live action version of that. We are going to make
operating at 50% because Frank Grillo does play Rick Flagg Sr. in Superman.
Yeah, that's true.
Tick. Big cross that Clayface isn't played by Alan Tudyk, but I'm happy about that.
Is it when he's Clayface, he may be using Alan Tudyk's voice, then when he kind of like morphs into more of the person that he was like going to go to and be Hollywood-y, he's this guy.
Because
if he's already established, unless they're not even, so it is in the DCEU. This is an annoying thing, because honestly, it shouldn't care. It really shouldn't matter that if it is or isn't, because it's going to be a standalone story, it should be a standalone story. But then it's like, you've already come out and said this whole thing, which is like, we are connected, and we're connecting this in a certain way, so that it's like, oh yeah, cool. The voice actor's also going to be the live action, which is going to be
video games and stuff,
feeding into each other, because we want that, you know, consistency across the board. But then it's like, yeah, that's great. I love that. But then you did, you know, the Batman.
Yeah.
And then this kind of muddies the waters, because everyone was like, hey, we quite like that.
Yeah.
But this is very self-contained. And then the sequel? And everyone was like, nah, it's also getting canned along with everything else.
Yeah.
But the Penguin? Like, I guess we already had that. And here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, everyone likes it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
The Batman 2 is real.
Okay.
Well, I'll be interested to see, because...
Clayface, the actor, is young-ish.
Yeah.
By that, I mean he's 35, but looks like he's got the Tom Holland
thing going on.
Where he's like, well, he looks older than Tom Holland, but not...
Not by much?
Yeah.
Well, in the Harley Quinn TV show, I'm pretty sure Clayface was effectively like comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what everybody kind of liked about or I'm thinking of some other character that's
you're right, I think.
Yeah, is that they're kind of comic relief. So I don't know if in the Creature Commandos TV show, they've kept that comic relief sort of character, because I think that will be harder. Like, yeah, the voice actor stuff might be annoying, but the hardest thing I think will be if he's characterized in one way in Creature Commandos as kind of like he's sort of like a sassy, sort of like goofy.
What's the difference?
I think he's kind of cunty, honestly, in the Harley Quinn TV show and
that's fine. But then in Creature Commandos, because again, that's the one that
if they've brought the voice actor over, have they brought the characterization over?
No, but it's a different. It said it's a different version. Of
Clayface. I know, but it's also funny because like, why would you bring Alan Tudyk over
as a reference, dude?
Yeah,
references. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's a reference.
Well, he did a good performance, so we kind of like
references.
Him.
Yeah, but you're getting it back for a different performance.
Well, no, it's not a reference. It's like kind of like the same thing with, you know. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, like, you know, Peacemaker's the same actor. It's not really a reference.
Yeah, so, no, but it's
no,
like
but
it's like
Peacemaker is the same character.
Yeah, it's like if you got John Cena's Peacemaker, and then you were like, we're bringing John Cena over to play Peacemaker in the new universe, but he plays it completely differently, and you're like, why would I want that?
Why did you do that?
It would be like casting Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But then having Spider-Man be a different, like, starting off Spider-Man again.
Yeah, where you're like, it's just like a strange thing to do. Mm. And then...
But I also forget that they keep saying Creature Commanders is the first thing in the DCU.
Yeah.
And I know, I know the lesson here is to who cares about canon. Nothing matters in comics. They retcon everything all the time. Just watch what you want to watch. Don't watch the stuff you don't want to watch.
Yeah.
It's fine. But they keep saying the first entry in the DCU is Creature Commanders.
Yeah.
Creature Commanders is a direct sequel to the first season of Peacemaker. Yeah. How can this be the first thing and also the second thing? What are they saying?
Oh, I didn't realize it was a direct sequel.
After the events of the first season of Peacemaker, Amanda Waller assembles a new team, a Black Ops team of monsters led by General Rick Flagg Sr.
So that means
Peacemaker is canon.
Well, yeah, but
except for the parts that aren't canon, which we're going to learn about in season two.
But then it's not the second thing. It's actually the third thing because it's actually a sequel to the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit, of course.
It's also a sequel to the other Suicide Squad, which is actually a side quill to the BVS and shit. So, like, I don't know.
BVS is kind of a sequel to Man of Steel.
Fuck me in the face, I guess. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, fuck, dude.
They're going to, because they keep saying, hey, it's going to make sense in Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Is it?
Unless they say, oh, yeah, the universe resets.
Yeah.
But only some guys remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Man of Steel leads into BVS, which leads into Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Or it takes place around the same time.
Yeah, which leads into The Suicide Squad.
Which then leads into
Peacemaker, which then leads into Creature Commandos.
Which then leads into
The rest
Superman.
Yeah.
And the rest.
And Clayface, I guess.
Yeah. But then maybe not Clayface, because this is a different Clayface.
Yeah. Do we think that they'll be able to pull off the horror of this, the body horror of Clayface?
Well, the director seems like he
God, the director has made some evil movies.
Yeah.
Evil. So we spoke about this. He made the Eden Lake movie.
Oh, yeah. Eden Lake is evil as fuck, dude.
I don't think I've seen any of his evil movies, but I will take your boys' opinion on it because I trust you.
You're around. He made Woman in Black as well.
Oh, yeah. Woman in Black's great. Mm.
He was the director. He was like assistant director in The Descent Part 2.
Okay.
What else did he do? That's all the stuff I can remember off the top of my head.
Okay. So again, he's done
Eden Lake, you know that like period
God,
of time?
Eden Lake's nasty, dude.
Just remembering. Paint me a picture of Eden Lake.
The twist is so it's
it's like a young couple in they're in Britain, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, a young couple in like a small British town are pursued and kind of tortured by like
Youths?
I think I've seen this.
Is
it Fassbender?
Yeah.
Oh, that was an evil movie.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, that stuck with me for years.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, and
I know that I watched that movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
and even the American remake of Speak No Evil, too.
Yeah.
Another extremely evil movie based on another extremely evil movie.
That was so evil.
They are evil as
the
fuck.
The end is so evil.
Yeah, dude.
Hook from Skins is a bad man.
Dude.
He's a bad boy.
I realize, fuck, what an evil film. Oh, I hate that you remind me of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Speak No Evil? Either the remake. That movie is so funny because it's just like, how much social rudeness would you put up with to the point where all of a sudden people are killing each other?
Yeah.
So what happens in that horror movie?
It's like
so
evil movie.
Speak No Evil, have you seen the original?
Yeah. I've actually only seen the original.
Yeah. So basically, it's like a couple makes friends with another couple.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
On a holiday?
Yeah, they're on holiday. They make friends with another couple.
Oh, yeah,
and
Italy.
They're in Italy, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they end up, that other couple is like, hey, you know, you need a place to stay. Come stay with us for a bit. And just this other couple, they have a child that has no tongue. And the other couple, but they're like, okay. He just was born like that.
That's
and
fair.
The other couple, they just kind of crossed the line. Like, the husband makes a kind of one too many sexual jokes about the guy's wife, the main character's wife.
Okay.
And they just like intrude on them when they're like in their room or they're like
put them up for in a guest room, but the guest room is attached to the master bedroom and there's a window.
Yeah.
So like, and then like the first night they're staying there, the couple that's hosting them are boning, so they can just see them having sex.
You know, and they just keep crossing these boundaries and it keeps getting heated, and they're quite abusive to the kid, but not in a way where they're like, it's, again, the kind of stuff that maybe if you didn't know someone so well, you know, you might not say anything. You're like, oh, that's not how I'd parent my child. And then it just kind of builds and the tension builds and it's extremely uncomfortable. And then they're like, oh, and they're going to kill us. And they're going to kill. They also have a kid, I think, right?
Yeah, so both
Okay, so both couples have kids.
Yeah, one but, and no they're like, they're going to kill us. And the, what the spoilers for Speak No Evil is they're going to kill us and then take our kid and then pretend that to cut out our kid's tongue and pretend that our kid is their kid to lure in another couple.
Yeah.
To,
and what happens to their other kid?
The I think
kid,
they just the, kill it.
So
the other kid with no tongue. The original kid.
With
the
OG no tongue.
Kid I can't remember. No
I'm presuming that's another
couple's
kid.
I'm pretty sure it's like a cult.
I think that kid reveals to them what's going on.
So that
he was like, hey, they killed my parents and then cut out my tongue. You got to run. And then they, and in the American remake, I think I've heard it's the American couple are victorious in some way or like slightly get away.
Yeah. Where in the original one,
they do
the
not.
Couple just gets killed by rocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, okay. I was going to say like funny games kind of like.
Yeah. Vibe-y. Not quite as.
Okay. So you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Because funny games is just like, what if the worst thing possible that you had no control over happened to you?
Yeah.
Well, this is like, hey, you're a polite person.
Yeah.
When are you going to...
When are you going to say something? When are you going to say something?
And then if you do say something, how much awkwardness can you put up with? It's basically just like the... It's like mocking like the stiff upper lip lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, just like, oh, yeah, it's better to be polite than be like, you're...
You shouldn't hit your kid with no tongue.
Yeah.
And then, you know, good, nasty, evil movie.
Yeah.
So, man, how evil is Clayface going to be? But then Flanagan...
Yeah. What's he written?
Okay, so...
Flanagan's done all of the, like, he did...
Haunting on Hill House.
Yeah, Haunting of Hill House. He did...
He did Dr. Sleep, which the less I talk about it, the more friends I remain.
Yeah, okay. he did What's that? The
Was that the vampire one?
Yeah,
as well?
What the hell was that called?
Oh, that was good.
That was really good. Fuck.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
Midnight Mass.
He did Midnight Mass.
Love that actor.
He did the most recent TV show he did was Fall of the House of Usher.
He directed Gerald's Game, if you saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard of another evil
movie.
Yeah.
Made by another evil man, Stephen King.
So many evil, nasty films that are out there.
His most recent movie is...
He did The Monkey, yeah?
No, he's doing the other Stephen King movie that's coming out this year. God, Stephen King's got so many movies coming out this year.
What's he doing?
The Life of Chuck.
Oh.
The one where Tom Hiddleston's happy?
No, I don't know why they're adapting that. Truly do not understand.
It's been really well received.
That's crazy. I mean, it's just very schmaltzy. That's my understanding.
81%
of
Rotten Tomatoes, 67% on Metacritic. So maybe not really well received, but well received.
Yeah. That's crazy. Mike Flanagan is like a writer that I'm very weird about. Like, I really liked Haunting on Hill House was great. Midnight Mass is great. But then sometimes he does this thing that annoys me.
He's pretty schmaltzy.
Yeah, and this is such a weird thing to complain about. But he does like literary references in a way that's really hollow and feels stupid to me.
Okay.
Like in Fall of the House of Usher, right? Which is like based on an Edgar Allan Poe short story, kind of. It's about the Usher family, and they're this rich family in the modern day, and they've been cursed basically. And all of the family, there's like 12 kids, and they're all dying because of this curse. And every episode is about how one of the kids dies.
Yeah.
And every episode is based on the name of the title of the episode is based on a Edgar Allan Poe short story, but in a way that means nothing. Like one of them is The Murder at Rue Morgue, right? Is what's the name of the short story and the name of the episode. And in it, one of the kids is killed by apes. That's how she dies.
Yep.
They're experimenting on apes with like cosmetics. The apes go crazy. The raven from Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven is a woman, an evil woman, and she tricks her into thinking she's safe, but there's evil apes. But The Murder at Rue Morgue is a story about a bunch of murders happening, and the culprit is an orangutan.
Sign me up.
Like, it's not...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that story.
Yeah, it's like, it's not... Yeah, like, what's the relevance other than apes? Like, it doesn't feel clever. It just feels... Like you're saying it, and people had that problem with Haunting of Hill House too, where they're like, "This isn't kind of doesn't have anything to do with
Haunting
the short,
of Hill House
short story."
Does that like, have magic in it?
It's got ghosts in it.
No magic, because a lot of the Flanagan stuff I've seen,
kind of,
it's like magic, because Dr. Sleep is all magic.
Yeah,
Makes The Shining way. The reason I don't like Dr. Sleep is because it makes The Shining way worse.
Yeah, it like does a lot of explaining.
It explains so much.
The Shining
stuff.
Kind of works weirdly as like cosmic horror in a strange way.
But also, I mean, I'm not Stephen King, and I know Stephen
horror.
King fucking hates The Shining movie.
But that's because he's like, The Shining's about an alcoholic writer, not whatever this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An evil hotel.
I wonder why. Yeah. But I loved Midnight Mass. But Midnight Mass wasn't him adapting something. So maybe I'm just being a book snob or something.
Yeah,
where I'm like,
what are you doing?
You're not... There's nothing to be gained by naming these. Or another one, one of the episodes is called Goldbug, right?
Yeah.
And I forget how the woman dies in it. It's not really relevant. But the child has a company, a cosmetic company like Goop, like Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop, called Goldbug. So that's why the episode's called Goldbug.
That makes sense.
But the Edgar Allan Poe short story Goldbug is about a guy who gets a letter to go to his friend's house on the marsh, and his friend has a black servant, and... It's just really racist. Like, the black servant's so stupid, he falls out a tree, and they find a bug that's gold, and then they find treasure.
Why is he
and I'm like, what is, what's gained? Why would you, what does this mean that you're, anyway. So sometimes Flanagan can be very hollow for me.
All right.
And so, and because he's adapting something, and he wrote it, he wrote the movie, it makes me slightly trepidatious.
Yeah. Well, again, he just wrote the,
yeah.
So he's okay. So he's written it.
He wrote the script.
He's not directing it.
Yeah. So but I mean, he wrote the script for Haunting of Hill House and stuff too. So
and there's also another writer, I believe, that's attached to Clayface.
Yeah.
So I assume that's, you know.
Well, hopefully,
I hope it may be a nasty, nasty film.
I hope it's nasty.
And I'm guessing it's probably going to get like a non-PG rating.
R-rated movie.
Yeah, it feels like maybe if it's again low budget, they can go for a higher rating. And it's like, you know, this isn't your summer, like, take your kids to this Superman type thing. This is just like, hey,
Remember when movies were bad for you?
Yeah. It's like, okay, look, if they're going down that route, it's like, all right, cool. Hey, it's doing it's doing kind of what I wanted, you know, like the Marvel to do.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we have a wide variety of different characters. We have a wide variety of different themes. It's all in the same universe in a sense. And of course, like, it's just not going to be the same tone.
It's
not going to be filmed like it's all going to look the same. It's going to be vastly different to this one because we're going to lean into the horror aspect because, you know, Batman has a lot of horrible villains. Kind of like a lot of, you know, the Avengers, X-Men, and but they've got some like real nasty, horrible villains, you know, but we just tend not to see a lot of it. You know, we just don't really get to see it because they're very much homogenized. I mean, granted, yes, in like Kingpin, you decapitated a man with a car door in the
right.
He was in a Hawaiian shirt, running around, getting shot in the eye or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they were like, all right, it's course correct. And then he just like fucks up a police chief's day in Daredevil.
Yeah.
And but so you're like, oh, that's different. Okay, well done, Marvel, for doing something a bit different. And so whereas this, if they're doing it from like the ground running, it's like, okay, that's kind of cool.
And like,
if we can kind of,
you know, tonally the you know, Batman comics, I think the best Batman comics do feel kind of like a horror movie sometimes. Like, tonally, you know, like A Serious House and A Serious Earth. Yeah. Like, even...
The Great White Shark.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I think that is a... That's the tone for Batman villains. And it would be... It would not feel correct. It would feel like you would notice if they kind of, like, strayed away from that for Clayface. And again, I hope that this, like, if they can pull this off and you go, that was just a nasty horror movie.
Yeah.
That's exciting because that proves that the DCU, if it is set in the DCU, can pull that off.
Yeah.
You know?
The DCU that famously started with Man of Steel.
Yes.
The only thing I will say is that Mike Flanagan and evil director man whose name I've already forgotten.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Could be a weird mix.
James Watkins. Yeah.
Could be a weird mix because Mike Flanagan and look, he's a big. So our friends over at the Scaredy Boys,
they love him. They love the Flan Man,
but they love him because he does horror, horror with a heart.
Absolutely.
Where if I made them sit down and watch Eden Lake, they'd kill me and then themselves. Because there's no hope there. It's always belief.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't know if these two stars are going to rub against each other.
That's what I think. In a weird way, you'd almost want like it written by Watkins and directed by Flanagan rather than the other way around.
Yeah, because Flanagan would have to find the heart.
In something that was heartless, as opposed to the opposite, which is kind of a bizarre task to set Watkins. But having said that, Clayface is a bad guy.
Yeah.
He is a villain. So, like, hopefully because of that...
I reckon it's going to end with him falling into a big pool and dissolving.
Yes, dude.
He'll be, like, screaming.
I think there's going to be a lot of good scenes where he goes to, like, somebody grabs him and their fingers, like, dig into his flesh.
Yeah.
Because he's just all clay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, that good shit when a character who can transform gets, like... desynchronized and just becomes like the thing.
The ending of the substance.
Yeah, that's what I want for Clayface.
And then, except he's going to then jump in a big vat and then he'll dissolve. And that'll be the end of Clayface.
Yeah,
and then someone will drink that vat and then they'll become Clayface too.
Another vat on my tour of drinking vats.
Oh no. I've become Clayface 2.
The vat drinker strikes again.
I'm trying to find the comic that I'm trying to vaguely remember.
Yeah.
It's called Batman One Bad Day. Clayface.
Oh, yeah.
And that was when they did a bunch of different, like, you know.
Oh, like, I thought you were going to talk about
One Bad Day. Blah,
Yeah, because there's also, and One Bad Day might be part of this, but they did like an Arkham series where it was just a compilation of villain stories.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be like Batman Arkham, Clayface.
Oh, I remember that too.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember this one is very much a, Clayface is going to Hollywood.
Yeah, okay.
And it starts with, like, Clayface looking into a mirror trying to, like, you know, try to be. A different guy who kind of looks like the actor, I guess, you know, they got like blonde and whatnot.
Do you think they'll,
like,
do a
say
thing,
your line kind of thing
where it's like Clayface, he leaves Gotham to go to Hollywood to become a famous director.
Yep.
Not director, famous actor.
Yep.
And then while he's in Hollywood, all of that shit happens to him.
Yeah.
And then it ends with him like fucked up returning to Gotham and being like, this is the only place where I'm normal, you know? Because Gotham's freaky.
Gotham is really freaky.
There's a lot of freaky stuff happening in Gotham, dude.
They got to calm down with that.
Any cameos, do you reckon?
No. I think they've said straight off the bat that there won't be any.
Cool.
I don't believe them, but... Yeah.
I think it'll be a... It's kind of tricky to do a movie set in Gotham. Say if it is set in Gotham.
Yeah.
And not because you naturally would reference stuff... You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be weird to not have Wayne Tower in the background somewhere because it's fucking Gotham. It is there.
Well, he talks about, I think we're just skimming through some. Yeah. Like, it's like, he talks about, I went to, you know, Juilliard for 3 years and I went to the Wayne Conservatory for two, whatever. And at the end, like, he does get the shit kicked out of him by Batman.
Okay.
He's like.
Classic move.
He does get like he kills, like a bunch of people, like 9 people in one day. And Batman's just like.
You can't be doing that.
I'm here to bring you back in because stop being a piece of shit. And then, like, I think he just vacuums him up in, like, a...
Oh, that's awesome.
Bat vacuum. Bat mud vacuum. Yeah.
Do we think that audiences will want this? You know what I mean? Like, the idea of a solo Clayface movie that doesn't reference Batman or anything, and it's just kind of like a horror movie using this Batman villain as a jumping off point, like, that's appealing to me. I think that could make for a really cool film. But if I'm a comic book movie going audience member, if I'm Johnny and Jane comic book movies, am I going to be pissed off there's no Batman? Is that going to be seen like a criticism people will have?
I mean, people didn't give a shit that Joker didn't have Batman in it.
But it had Bruce Wayne.
But it had Bruce Wayne.
You know? So it had a reference to...
Well, how is... so the how will Clayface be defeated, if you will? Because I think the premise is like, you know, he wants to be an actor, kind of goes like a bit kind of crazy. He keeps killing the people, like getting his role, tries to pretend to be them, kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Like, kind of just
I imagine it'll be basically like
at the end, Batman comes in because he's the one that can stop him because he's a big monster. Like Joker, for example, he's just a guy. So, like, you know, him getting arrested, him getting whatever, that can happen because he's a guy. Well, whereas Clayface is a mud man.
Yeah, but I think because of that, it's actually easier because I think the premise, I would guess, would be Clayface is a shitty actor because that's like kind of the point of... Basil Karloff, I think that's his name.
I don't know if that's the Clayface in this movie, though.
Hot dog. Wait, how many Clayfaces have there been?
Probably been like four, dude.
This is the...
they keep just drinking like big vats of clay?
Yeah.
But anyway, this guy, whoever he is, Clayface, he's not a good actor. That's like part of the deal. And he kind of goes crazy trying to get the role. You know, and it's kind of like the nobody likes his performances, whatever. They like somebody else's. And he's like, I need a leg up.
Yeah.
So then he takes whatever this substance is. And then I think the horror of it will come from how unstable his body becomes. Yeah. Like, and I think the ending of the movie, what defeats him is that he cannot control his body, basically. It'll be basically the substance ending where Basil on stage explodes into a bunch of clay, which kills a bunch of people. Then maybe he falls in a vat and dissolves.
How awesome would it be if... yeah, so he's on the theater. He explodes, kills a bunch of people, and the camera zooms out, and goes through the theater door, zooms out, and it's on Crime Alley, and it turns out that he killed the Waynes when he exploded.
What about it's like he's up for a really big role?
Yeah,
of Zorro.
Oh, dude.
Or what about he's doing a stage production of Zorro?
Dude, and then we zoom out to Crime Alley, and Joe Chill's there, and he's like, "Give me your pearls." And then the door that the Waynes left just explodes in the whole alley. This version, Batman's origin, his parents were killed by Clayface. Yeah. He also killed Joe Chill.
Well, they left because like we don't like this stage production or whatever. The door's open because you know everything is like the clay's coming out. At the same time, Joe Chill is there to rob the Waynes. Yeah. He gets a bit spooked. He goes, ah, bang, bang.
Oh no.
And then shoots the Waynes.
And so the DCU Batman, he doesn't have like the Batman and Joker dynamic.
No.
It's him and Clayface.
And Clayface. And and Joe Chill is like, I'm so sorry. Oh, I was so scared.
1 million apologies. Yeah. 1,000 apologies, Batman. This was not my intent.
I'm downgrading that from 1 million apologies to only 1,000 apologies. Actually,
and if you keep running your mouth, it's going to be 10.
So 10 apologies. Little Bruce Wayne.
I can make that 4.
Yeah. Be careful.
Okay, so Creature Commandos, the Clayface that is in that doesn't have a name. Like, it's an unidentified Clayface.
I didn't realize coming into this until very much like right now that there have been multiple Clayfaces.
Yeah, dude.
I apologize.
There's been multiple of pretty much every Batman villain.
Like, a Clayface is just one guy. There's like 5 guys.
Brother, there's 3 Jokers.
I know. Maybe. And they wanted a 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8. As of 2005, there's 8. Okay.
God damn, dude.
Okay. Basil Karloff.
Yeah.
Matt Hagen. Sondra Fuller. Preston Payne.
I hope it's Preston Payne.
Great name.
Preston Payne is the one that's from A Serious House on a Serious Earth.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, dude, he gets killed by Prometheus. Rest in peace.
Oh, no.
Who the fuck
Cassius
is Prometheus?
Payne?
Prometheus is like, I think it's like a Grant Morrison created villain. He's the one that like...
is he reverse Batman?
No. I don't know. He's the one that his first appearance was like in Grant Morrison's JLA. It's like a really decent comic from memory. Again, I remember reading this when I was a teenager. So is it still good? Hard to say. But he like wins a competition... go see the JLA Tower on the moon or whatever it is. And like he goes there and the only way he can stop Superman is like, hey, if you stop me, I'm killing everyone here.
Uh-huh.
And Superman's like, all right. Okay. your move then, I guess. And then he gets stopped because Catwoman is there also and she kicks him in the balls.
Hell yeah. Yeah, he is reverse Batman. His parents were two loving hippie criminals who traveled across the United States. They committed indiscriminate murders, thefts, and et cetera.
Hey, you know
but
what
then
that
they were killed
like
by
off?
A cop with a gun. And so the Prometheus
not
was
a
like,
cop with a gun.
Yeah, yeah, Prometheus was like, well, I will fight for murder, basically. He's okay. Inverse
he's,
Batman.
He's reverso Batman.
That's funny
are
and
you thinking
stupid.
About the Mark Millar version?
Nemesis?
Nemesis? Because that's not reverse Batman. That's a what if Joker was Batman.
Yeah.
No, that's the Batman who laughs.
Oh, sorry. So this is what if
from,
Batman...
From... Jackson's favorite comic book of all
that's
time, Dark
right,
Knight
that's
Metal.
Right,
and it's not yeah, Dark Knight. Yeah. And one thing you're probably wondering with Dark Knight Metal, you're probably like, oh, Dark Knight. Wrong.
No.
It's
no,
Dark
no.
Knight as in Darkest Night.
Yeah. Dark Knight's Metal, dude.
Mm.
The Joker, who Batman who laughs.
So Nemesis is if, what if Batman
was the Joker. Was Joker.
Yeah.
But isn't that, no, because isn't the Batman who laughs?
That's what if Batman was Joker, Joker? Yeah. Nemesis is what if Mark Millar made another bad comic.
That's also true.
Yeah, yeah. About a super genius.
Is it incorruptible or irredeemable that's also bad Batman?
No, neither one, I think, is...
Yeah, incorruptible is if Superman went bad and irredeemable is what if bad guy went good, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
If not the other way around.
But irredeemable is... Not think, really based on any supervillain I can think of.
No, I think irredeemable is that's the one where it's like what like Superman goes bad.
Yeah.
And then uncorruptible is like the first the villain there is like, well, if he's going bad,
I
I'm
guess
gonna
go I'll
good. Go
good.
Megamind.
Megamind.
That's what Megamind does.
Yeah.
One of the Clayfaces is the kid of two Clayfaces.
Whoa, Clayface baby.
So Preston Payne.
The two Clayfaces join together and make out like slugs and push out another Clayface.
Preston,
hate
Payne.
It.
That's Preston Payne and Sondra Fuller are the parents of Cassius Payne.
Dude, awesome.
And they're all three of them are Clayfaces.
Family of Clayfaces.
Cassius Clay Payne. Don't call your kid Clay if you're Clayface.
Cassius Clay.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? That's you can't do that.
Mm. And then after that, Peter Malley is known as Clay Thing.
Yeah.
And the one they're definitely going to do is Johnny Williams, who is the eighth version of Clayface. Now, we are in the DCU. We're making our evil movie.
Yeah.
This is the origin of Johnny Williams. He debuts in Batman Gotham Knights 60, which is from February 2005.
Okay.
Williams is a former firefighter who is transformed into a clay-based creature after an explosion in a chemical plant. He first discovers his transformation after he accidentally kills a prostitute. Horrified and stricken with guilt, he plans to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Before he can do so, he is approached by Hush and the Riddler, who tell him the chemicals turned him into the latest Clayface. They begin to manipulate Williams, promising a cure if he does his biddings. If he does their biddings. This includes pretending to be Tommy Elliot, Hush's true identity, and Jason Todd, to hurt Bruce Wayne.
Awesome.
Elliot also takes samples from Williams to try and determine how he can duplicate the shape-shifting abilities of Clayface without losing his original form. Also using these samples to infect Batman's ally Alfred with a virus that allows Hush to exert some degree of control over Alfred, forcing him to commit murder. Eventually, Williams realizes he's being manipulated and Hush will never help him after Hush tries to steal a sample of Cassius. Knowing he's going to die, Williams offers Batman... assistance against Hush in exchange for protecting his family. He redeems himself by proving to Batman with a sample, providing Batman a sample of himself so that Batman can find a cure for the virus if infecting
I wonder if he
Alfred.
Becomes the Clayface that's part of the Bat family. You remember we were looking up the Bat family at some point and one of the members was Clayface? I bet it's that Clayface. Also, so fucking funny for Hush and Riddler to be like, don't worry, don't kill yourself. What's happened to you? It's normal. You're just Clayface now.
Yeah.
Don't worry, man. This is nothing strange has happened.
Dude, you're just Clayface.
You're just Clayface.
Yeah, if you just change Batman, Hush, and Riddler to just guys, that's probably going to be the story of what happens, minus the mind control of Alfred.
Yeah. Mm. You reckon it's going to be that in...
That insane?
It'll be, oh no, because he's an actor, not a firefighter.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be him.
Yeah, look up like the plot of it. One Clayface, One Bad Day.
Yeah, I think that's probably
honestly,
what you're looking
at. That's kind of... Eat.
I think they're going to go pretty low key.
Like, and it is, apart from the one appearance of Batman at the very end.
Which I think you can replace with him just like losing control of his powers.
Yeah.
And kind of exploding out. Mm. And doing the classic again. Like, it's funny we've seen this ending a couple of times. I think it was in Smile 2 and The Substance. But you can imagine him slowly deforming, exploding on stage, trying to give that grand performance and be like, now to take my final bow and exploding all over the stage or whatever.
And like, you know, going to Hollywood and being like, you know, I got to get away from Gotham. I got to get away from Arkham Asylum and all this kind of stuff. You know, what I love about Hollywood, apart from being an actor, is like no Batman.
Do we think even that level of reference? It's that funny thing of if it's set in the DCU where there's been metahumans for 3,000 years or whatever, it's just, I don't know. I hope they don't, basically.
Yeah.
But I hope they don't in such a way that it doesn't feel like an absence, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't feel like a...
Like it's a glaring, obvious hole there that they like, were like, well, they're obviously avoiding it.
Then you would talk about it now.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, it's a really tricky... But once they do it once, if they release the Hush, the Clayface movie and they just don't... Okay, good, whatever. You can just do that now, I guess.
Yeah, good, awesome.
Great. I'm happy, dude. I'm having a good time.
Apparently the Batman One Bad Day... Hey, if you're looking for comic book recommendations, apparently Batman One Bad Day series are good. Both the Bane and the Clayface run both got nominated for that award that comic books... book ever gets nominated for.
Eisner, yeah. Damn, crazy.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Batgirl also got nominated for that award.
Yeah.
Whoa. You can get all of them.
Which Batgirl?
Not Batgirl, Supergirl.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a pretty good read. Highly recommend it.
What villains do they do?
They do a shitload.
Oh, fuck.
They're Tom King.
Oh, there you go.
Clayface isn't.
Oh, okay.
And Clayface is by...
Who did Tom
King? Colin Kelly.
Riddler was Tom King.
Yeah.
Colin Kelly was Clayface. Mm-hmm. Bane was Joshua Williamson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jerry Duggan did Mr. Freeze.
Because again, if it is just this like Hollywood thing and like, you know.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good basis of a horror film.
Yeah. Absolutely.
To have. And like, you wouldn't have to change a heap of stuff. Sure, he's got to either get rid of a couple of like mentions of, Bruce Wayne or like Batman or whatever.
Yeah, which.
But ultimately, like, this is pretty, like, because again, it's his, you know, he's there with his friend and like the friend is like, hey, man, you know, we're roommates, we're struggling actors and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, isn't this cool? And then, you know, they both go out for a part or whatever. Clay doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And his friend does. And he's like really happy. And then like Clay's like, Well, what if I suck you off and then become you and you're dead?
Yeah.
And then that happens. And now he becomes that actor. And then it just, you know, keeps spiraling and keeps going. And maybe he's like, as that actor, he goes for another role and he doesn't get that.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, then who got it? Then he sucks them off, and then he becomes them, and then it's just, he's basically everyone.
Yeah.
He goes to, he gets an agent. The agent's like, you know, does some, like, he's making deals, but because he's, like, multiple people, like, he realized maybe the agent is, like, fucking him over or whatever, and he's like, okay, well, I'm going to suck you off and then kill you and become you and then be my own agent to multiple guys.
Perfect move.
Exactly, dude. So, yeah, all this kind of stuff, it just keeps kind of happening.
I will read Clayface.
Yeah.
But I am now distracted by the fact I found a box set of the entire series that's heavily discounted. And it would be funny to go from not knowing this book exists to spending $180 on all of them. Now, I will say that this is a crazy... So, like, I know the premise, calling it Batman One Bad Day villain.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, that's kind of cliche. This sounds like it should suck.
Yeah.
It really has won an uphill battle here because the reason they did this...
Yeah.
The box set includes this as well is like, so... It's like the Riddler, Two-Face, blah, 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 blah. And it's because they count the Killing Joke as Joker's One Bad Day. So this is the Killing Joke series for every villain.
Whoa, that's crazy. What the fuck?
Yeah. So they were like, so this, what Zammit's been talking about this whole time is
Clayface. The Killing Joke for Clayface.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to check these out.
Except it would be the Killing Clay, I guess.
The Killing Clay. Yeah.
The Killing Riddle.
Yeah.
The
Killing Cold. The Killing Ra's al Ghul. Yeah.
The Killing Strong.
Yeah. Because
the Killing, the Killing Bird. And the Killing Two-Face.
But yeah, I think it's going to be like, he just eats his way up, thing where he's... And again, it's such a good blueprint for an adaptation, and because it is just like, it is quite low stakes in a weird way, in that it's like, well, you got a guy who can shift into this big clay monster and eat somebody, and then he can become them, right? And he's just like, yeah.
Yeah,
and,
you don't
and it's a film which is like also about Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hollywood love to make Hollywood about Hollywood.
Absolutely do, dude.
Brother, a set that is just a film set.
Dude, that's the best shit.
Seth Rogen cameo.
Whoa. Put Seth Rogen as Clayface.
No.
The new guy's just fired.
Just a cameo.
I wonder if this is going to be a period piece. Because they keep saying the first Clayface.
Oh, yeah, it could be like in...
setting like the 60s.
60s yeah. Hollywood or something like that, or 70s.
I want to go 70s. I want to get it sleazier, dude. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Rebel without a cause, but it's Clay without a cause.
Yeah.
Rebel without a Clay.
Rebel without a Clay.
When's Hollywood Boulevard?
Good.
Is that...
Damn. Never.
Yeah, no.
Hollywood Boulevard's...
Is that also in that same era?
As in, when does the movie come out, or when is the movie set?
When's the movie set?
The movie set the transition from the silent period to the... Yeah. So that's like...
Like, I'm ready for my close-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the whole thing with Sunset Boulevard is she's a silent actor that's lost work.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought she was just aged out, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought she's aged out, too.
Yeah, she's just older now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one that opens with the guy in the pool?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have that opening, but the pool's just full of clay.
Mm.
I might be... So... Sunset Boulevard's 1950, but yeah. I could have...
I reckon that could be a good period piece also for, like, you know, any of the eras of Hollywood. It's like, I'd probably go not the silent era.
No, I think, honestly... Like
we're both right.
Oh, nice.
She is a forgotten silent film star.
Yeah.
But the reason she's forgotten is...
Because she's old?
Yeah, it's also because she's old.
Yeah. I think I'd go...
God, that movie rocks.
Yeah, it's really good.
Has anyone ever said that? Has anyone ever said that Sunset Boulevard
is a
good
movie? Thinking about it now, dude.
Yeah.
Let me just check my tomes.
I mean, like, it does have 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
So, well, I would love to be the one guy that's like, Sunset Boulevard.
Overrated.
Sucks shit.
Stinky, dude.
Dude, they made this movie in 1950.
Yeah.
How the fuck did they do that?
Dude, there's some good movies from 1950, isn't there? I'll say that.
Like, World War II finished 5 years ago.
Yeah, dude.
We got to make a good film.
We just got finished fighting the Nazis.
Yeah, so we're like, hey, what if we made Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah. I think if I could pick an era of film to set Clayface in, it would be the 1970s. Mm. I want big lapels, and I want it to... Because this 1970s is a greasy decade.
Well,
you know?
I'm thinking 80s, though.
Oh, yeah,
it could go
80s.
Like grimy 80s.
Yeah.
No, okay. So it's early 80s because less like the business sleazy 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you know, the late 70s almost. Mm.
Yeah. Boogie Nights. That's what I want.
Oh, yeah.
Pornos?
Pornos.
That's the 70s.
Yeah.
Because that's that awesome brief period of time where porn was just shown in normal theaters.
Yes.
Like, this
dude.
Is a movie.
Yeah, dude. Well, what's the difference?
It's a blue movie or whatever. Yeah. Who cares? I would hazard a guess that this is going to be set, and this is just solely based on what we know from Superman. This is going to be set at least 30 years ago. So it's going to be pre-90s.
Yeah, okay.
Because Superman landed on Earth 30 years ago.
Okay.
And they're not going to want to have Clayface knocking around when that's happening.
Yeah.
Metahumans have been on Earth for 300 years, though. Yeah. It's going to be hard to avoid that part.
Okay.
So,
but I think the
70s
trick
or
is...
80s makes sense.
Yeah.
That I think also cashes in on Joker, because Joker's set in the 70s.
Yeah, well, it's sort of
Or is it contemporary?
Who knows, bro?
Unclear.
The one thing that's awesome about Joker is the background storytelling that there's a garbage strike in New York City, so it fucking stinks. Yeah. There's a heat wave, so not only does it stink, it's hot. And then they've put CGI giant rats in that very start scene. And no one ever talks about it. That's a better performance than Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, dude, fuck, that's awesome.
The rats are so fucking big because the city stinks.
Yeah, the stinky city.
When garbage men stop coming, the rats become kings.
Yeah, man. I'm over it. I understand.
Yeah,
rats.
Dude,
that's the message of the movie.
I think so.
Yeah.
If you don't retrieve your garbage, people, the rats become the kings.
They should have made that movie about the Batman villain Rat King, though. That's what it should have been about, exactly. Dude.
That he should have been the one who killed Joker.
I think
I'm the real Joker. I'm Rat King.
Yeah.
The real Joker
joke
was
is Rat King. That's the punchline.
Rats. Right, Batman?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Exactly. You know? And then the second robber was like, I can't. Rats!
Rats, dude.
Right, Batman, you gonna laugh at me? Batman!
The killing rat?
Come back!
The ratting joke? Batman,
don't turn your back on me!
You know, there's more thematic, you know, and symbolic stuff going on between bats and rats than bats and clowns.
Yeah, Batman, so what? You know, when you think of rats, God's sakes, you like you don't think of, you know,
you're like
clowns.
Me, you're like me, but flying. You
If I think, what's the arch nemesis of a bat? I don't think of a clown.
Yeah.
Also, don't think of a robin for like a friend of a bat.
I would say the arch nemesis of a bat is like an eagle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so, like, an eagle also hunts me, a rat. We should be friends, is what I'm saying. Let me be your Robin. Yeah. It'd be Ratman and Batman.
Rat
makes
Man
more
and
fucking
Batman.
Sense
Fuck,
than a Robin.
Dude.
Fuck
Bullshit,
you, Batman.
Dude.
Yeah.
I saw in a nature documentary, I think it was Planet Earth 3,
yeah,
that there were these two birds, and they hung out a bat cave.
Mm-hmm.
And when
mm-hmm.
the bats, like, it's, you know, at dusk, Just the bats off,
yeah.
come out.
Yeah.
Is the crepuscular or whatever.
Yeah.
The two birds, one of the birds went and got a bat and snapped its neck and handed it to the other bird. And David Attenborough was like, the birds don't actually eat the bats. It's just a nice gesture that one bird does for the other.
It's just a cool thing that this bird much. Did.
It's like, just
for
a cool
friend.
Thing these birds are doing.
The bird looked at the dead bat and was like,
nice.
Fuck yeah.
Tied.
Great
Thank you.
Job.
Thank you so much.
Obviously, I'm not going to eat the bat because I'm bats, a bird and I eat seed and fruit.
And bats taste like shit.
But I love that you killed one for me.
This
Thank
is awesome.
You.
Yes.
David Attenborough, he's just sort of freestyling
yeah.
in the recording booth.
That is
I'm
like,
just going to do some stuff off the dome.
Yes.
That's cool.
No, yeah.
This All lizard's right, a funny this? Fucker. David. Look at him fucking run.
Look at him. Oh, fuck. He's on his back legs now.
He's running
Christ.
Like a fucking guy.
He is running like he's stolen so
Damn.
Much jewelry.
Jesus Christ.
Look at him.
Now, I hate to wreck this riff, but I feel like I'll just bring it back to Clayface one last time, and then we can say goodbye, and we can go into whatever we do after we finish recording.
Yeah.
Which, as everyone knows, is jack off our tiny penises.
Yeah,
our little baby dicks.
Yeah. Weenie micropenies.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
There definitely isn't anything wrong with that, because that's what we're all rocking.
Yeah.
Just huge, full sacks of cum that need to be drained. So violently,
not,
and so quickly.
Not so violently. I don't have nuts. I just have a big sack of cum.
Inflamed and enlarged prostate.
An angry red sack of cum.
And
then a
tiny
penis.
Micro penis.
You gotta understand, when I cum, the pressure difference.
like a needle.
Because it's
we
so
gotta be
thin.
Careful, because it is.
It's like a nail gun. It's like a nail gun in both form and function.
Yeah, so it's vital that we do get back to Clayface for one last thing.
Yeah.
And then we say goodnight.
Yeah.
And then we go,
drain our big sacks of cum.
We go drain our sacks.
As we all always do.
As we just, established.
Yeah.
And it's important, listeners, that you know that.
Okay.
Yes.
The golden age version of Clayface.
Yeah.
This is his plot when he's introduced, which is also in that compilation, the Batman Arkham Clayface compilation that I was also talking about.
Yeah.
This is the first issue, which is he's a B-list actor who is driven insane when he hears a remake of his classic horror movie that he starred in, Dread Castle, would be shot without him acting in the film, even though he is to be one of the advertising staff.
Okay.
Advising staff, not advertising staff. Advising staff. In response, he dons the costume of Clayface, a villain he once portrayed, and becomes a serial killer. So he does like a Scream kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah.
As Clayface, Carlo murders several members of the remake cast and crew, and somebody who knew his identity before he was stopped by Batman and Robin. So it'll be a mix of that and the bad day thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll fall out or whatever. Hey, Ed Brubaker also wrote one of the versions of Clayface.
Okay. He's a kind of, I would say, that like an sense. Underused, underutilized villain.
Yet interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he could do like a lot of fun stuff with this, and I think I'm looking forward to it, especially if they're going like cheapish.
Yeah.
And they're like, trying to hit like a horror market and trying to hit like a, you know, it's almost one of those ones where it's like, yo, Vina, do you see Clayface? Yeah, it was scary. Did you also know it's actually a Batman thing?
Yeah, you go, oh, no way.
Fuck, what? Yeah, no, it's real good.
That's the dream.
I didn't even know that it was a DC thing, and then... watching it, the logo comes up, I'm like, what? And then, it's such a good horror. Like, that's what you want.
That's the dream. That's the dream. I wonder if they'll do this for a bunch of other Batman villains. I wonder if that, if it does well.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, if this does well, because Joker did well.
Yeah.
Joker 2 stung. But then if Clayface does well, they'll be like, okay, every villain gets one.
Yeah.
And if, I don't know if One Bad Day is selling well. I mean, comics never sell well.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, if you sell 15 now, you're like, fuck. No,
I wonder,
I'm in the top 20.
There are a lot of Batman villains that are underutilized and really interesting, and then a lot that aren't.
Well, like, what would you do with Riddler? Oh, wait, we just had that.
Yeah. Never mind. They've done Riddler. They couldn't do Riddler again. They could do
Two-Face?
Two-Face is also kind of played out.
Man-Bat, though. We haven't seen a version of
Man-Bat. Man-Bat, they kind of plays out like the Wolfman could be kind of interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
But also, but it's then pretty also, base you, as
if,
like a...
If you keep doing Batman villains, at some point, like how Sony learned, you can't keep not having Batman in them or them not meeting each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Mr. Freeze you could do.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze, I feel like the Mr. Freeze has like this really sad, it could be a horrible, heart-wrenching film.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
but
absolutely.
But they're too scared to do it.
Yeah.
James Gunn, you're a coward.
Yeah, do put
do Mr. Freeze.
He's got like one film on
James Gunn. You've made so many movies.
Yeah, and yet
no Mr. Freeze.
No Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze to make me cry.
Mad Hatter.
I want to have to step out of the cinema because I'm maybe going to throw up.
Yeah, I'm so
sad. Because of how sad I am.
Ventriloquist?
Mr.
Mixel Picklet? Batmite? What about that guy who is a big flower? He was kind of cool. He was from like a kind of semi-recent run. Professor Pig? If you wanted effectively just like a really fucked up body horror movie, Professor Pigs.
Is it not Zaslav, but the guy who...
Yeah, Victor Zsasz.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like a good for like just a classic serial killer. Yeah. Professor Pig is a guy who kidnaps people and then surgically alters them to turn them into effectively kind of bimbo-fied slaves.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really...
And you could do a lot with
he's
that,
he's not fun like the rest of the Batman villains.
Doesn't sound
it's kind
that.
Of horrible, yeah, but you could do Asriel.
Yeah,
like... Penny fucking, Plunder.
Yeah. Fucking... Yeah. Who else you fucking got? Like, Killer Croc?
Oh, yeah. We had that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was scary.
It was
Condiment
really
scary King.
Performance. Yeah, Condiment King, obviously.
Kite Man.
Yeah. Kite Man, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hush, do you reckon you could do a good Hush movie?
I think you kind of need to do other films first and establish it. And
you need like at least three Batman films under your belt before you pull out
need
Hush.
To, yeah, there's like, it's that kind of thing. Like Hush feels like one of those ones that people might want to do.
Yeah.
It feels like the Dark Phoenix for X-Men, where you're like, fucko.
Yeah.
Maybe establish things first and then do the. Don't do your Dark Phoenix film in the same film you're doing your Phoenix film.
Yeah.
Which is also maybe the second or third film. And stop doing that.
Stop doing it.
Okay. Stop doing that.
Anyway. So we know the fast track to Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So what if we step away? So, like, to fill the gap between now and Wonder Woman, we step away and we establish a new solo villain film.
Yeah.
And we make an egg foo movie.
Oh, yes. Ah. People are calling it the most racist movie in decades.
Why did they do that?
Yeah.
Faithful, and they shouldn't have.
What? Comma, the fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is pretty low in the ground. They could do a Cheetah movie, maybe. Yeah. They've never really figured out Cheetah.
I didn't realize they tried to redo
Egg Foo. Yeah, they
Crisis on Infinite Earths.
On Infinite Eggs.
Another
and on that note,
we ain't gonna top that.
Yeah.
That's honestly the best thing we've covered. That's incredible.
Woo. We started with eating hair. We ended with Crisis on Infinite Eggs.
There's no top of that. I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. I hope you like these long baseless speculation episodes where we're just on the internet being like, what are they gonna do?
What is going on?
And then like we stumble across what they clearly are gonna do, and then we just say that, and then we just move on, and then we come back to it for a bit, then we move on again. Bada bing, bada boom. This is the podcast you love. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we will be the BS boys.
Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Nothing you can do to stop the fact that we are, in fact, Baseless Speculation.